It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey there, Charlie.
Hi there, Mary.
Let's talk about another great pollinator plant. It's the cup plant. Tell us more.
Yeah, so this time of year, we see all kinds of goldenrod and asters and some of the later blooming rudbeckias out there. But this plant is kind of cool because it's a native plant and it gets large, like 6 feet tall. It's called the cup plant, or Silphium perfoliatum. Maybe looks more like a black-eyed Susan kind of flower on them. And the butterflies love these plants. So starting in July, they start blooming all the way up to frost. Because they're such a big plant, they're a kind of plant you're going to have to put in the back of your landscape, the back of your garden, putting it with some of the other tall plants like plume poppies or meadowsweet or Joe Pieweed. That's going to probably be the best place for them. They're called the cup plant because the leaves are opposite each other and they form a little cup around the stem that holds water when it rains. And that's a great place for a hummingbird or a bee or an insect to come in and get a little water in a very protected spot. It's kind of a cool little feature of this plant. It loves full sun, does well in well-drained soil, actually is drought-tolerant, but also grows well in wet areas. Now, it does have a strong root system, so it can spread about. It's not really considered invasive in Vermont, but it does spread, so you have to watch where you put it. That's why I think meadows or areas where you just want to let plants go wild and natural is a great spot for them. And after the butterflies are done and the petals drop, then the birds love the seeds. So this might be a nice one for the right spot in your landscape.
Time for some questions now from our listeners. Sarah in Williston says, I have two old azalea bushes, which were getting tall, leggy, and ugly. After they finished blooming, I cut them way back, leaving branches I wanted with very few leaves. I put in cottonseed fertilizer, flooded them with water, covered the soil with cedar mulch, kept them moist all the time. Well, now they look like potted plants with green shoots everywhere. I'm pretty sure all those shoots are too close together, and therefore not everyone will turn into a branch. What do I do? Go to every little collection of branches and thin them as I would sprouting seedlings?
Well, I think right now you're going to do nothing. That's an easy solution, right? This time of year, you don't want to be pruning any kind of shrubs or trees because they're trying to go into dormancy for winter. And if you prune them, that invigorates them and it slows down their dormancy. But next year, next late winter, early spring, that would be the time to come in and prune out selectively some of those branches, trying to envision a nice structure where you have a whirl of branches going around, evenly spaced around a main trunk or a main branch in the middle. And then that way you'll start your plant off on the right foot as it starts to grow.
Kathleen in East Hardwick is having some blueberry trouble. She says, we've got mature blueberry bushes. They've always yielded a bountiful crop, but this year we have lots of berries that are not ripening. Is there an explanation for this? And is there something we can do to prevent this happening again next year?
Yeah, that's an unusual situation. I don't think I've ever seen that before where you have blueberries that are staying green instead of turning blue. I did a little research on it, and the things that came up that popped up as possibilities, you know, not getting enough sun, but that doesn't sound like it's probably the issue in her case. You could also check the pH, make sure that's down low, you know, around 5 or so. That might have an influence, and just do a soil test to see if there's any certain nutrients that are missing. This one might be a little off base, but, you know, birds love blueberries, and they really will pick off blueberries before they even fully ripen, when they first start turning color. You could have had birds going in there cleaning things out in the first early hours of the morning, and then you just see all the green berries left behind. So some of these things might be good to look at and see if any of them provide a solution.
Is there anything you can do or bake with unripened blueberries, or is that...
That I don't know about. I don't know if like it's a green tomato kind of thing. Might be worth a try. Why don't you work on that, Mary?
I'll get back to you with a recipe next week.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.